Sleep is one of the most misunderstood of human activities and most abused. Sleeping, the process, is also really, really complicated, and even worse, complex processes that our bodies undertake. In the normal course of any given second of time, there may be over 100,000 biochemical processes going in each and every of the 10 trillion cells in your body, assuming that you are an adult human. That's a giant amount of biochemical activity. No wonder your body gets so tired. It's constantly working your ass's cells off trying to meet the demands of the owner. Most human body owners are not too savvy about their property. If they were, they would never do anything that would jeopardize their sleep. Yet look where we live, on a planet polluted with blue light, caffeine, and stimulants, and numerous drugs, and electronic strange attractants, all of which are seemingly designed to induce a young human to abandon sanity and reason by staying up all night partying. Or working, which is far worse. Oh, the stress of it all. And then there is stress. Hell of a sleep killer. The evils of the sleep deprivation forced on doctors and others in the so-called medical professions is a true horror. Sleep lost can never be recovered. This is due to the extra trillions of biochemical processes that will need to be done just to keep you up at night against your body's sleep schedule. Trillions of them, these extra activities that your body must do just to keep the owner on their feet and dancing, or whatever, will have to have a compensatory reaction within those same cells when the blessed sleep finally is allowed to happen. Your body only heals, or grows, during sleep. That is one of the main points for sleeping. To recover. Universe knows most humans go through an asshole phase, or two. It has designed its sleep to repair the damage done by the asshole owner. Recovery and healing is only, ever, done during sleep. Special processes are instigated to knock the owner senseless so that the body can get on with recovery and repair without its energy being drained off in counterproductive distractions for the admittedly short attention span mind. These special sleep processes that are ongoing in order to have sleep affect the body are exactly why most attempts to do something to, or with sleep, will fail. The body's sleep processes are complicated, and made further complex in that they have to be active to keep the body quiescent while doing all the growth/recovery processes concurrently. And running all the regular maintenance stuff necessary just to keep the owner attached to the body. Do anything to disturb the sleep process itself results in greatly reduced effectiveness of the other trillions of biochemical activities. This layered process activity is what made designing my pure sleep product so difficult over the 8 months it took to get a prototype that worked. Now, I was not seeking a commercial product. That was the furthest thing from my intention. What I wanted to do was to heal. Really heal up. The UN-diagnosed colon cancer had wasted my body from 175 pounds at my fighting peak, down to 128 pounds at the point of my emergency surgery with complete bowel obstruction leading to death. The death part didn't take, obviously. When I showed up at the life-death barrier, I was informed that my work here was not yet finished, followed by being summarily shoved back into my wasted body. All the pain and suffering aside, it was the wasted, debilitated body part that was my real problem. Hard to do anything as a weak, old man, hollowed out by cancer. Rebuilding the body was going to be necessary, and a real challenge, given the amount of wasting by that time. So I set about looking for a sleep aid that would also facilitate, if not actually boost, the potential for my body to recover the 44 pounds of muscle that had been taken from me by the cancer. One thing that was paramount, was to not cause any additional problems. However, the experimentation process was not always kind, and many problems did pop up during those months. Thankfully, each led to a greater level of understanding without too much residual issues. Of course, inducing sleep was a primary goal, just to set the conditions to conducive for the potential to repair. It was a long shot, well, an 8 months long shot as it had taken that long of research, and planned, carefully constructed, experimentation on my body to come up with the formula. For induction of sleep, it was necessary to first try, then rapidly discard, all of the sleep-inducing hormones. This included melatonin. cancer, all forms of it, destroy the body's hormone balance. And there are also problems in using hormones to induce sleep. Hormones within the body take many forms in a second-by-second process of being created, then deployed, then used. It is just not possible for us owners, on the outside of the body, using our crude synthetic hormones, to come even close to what the body is actually manifesting. Thus the outcome is always the same, a too steady state of a particular flavor, or ratio of alternative variants, of what we think is the main form of the hormone. In a way, you get strung out on our crude synthetic hormones, which alters the body's hormonal response to the point that the rest of the goals of sleep, such as mental rest, and cellular repair are disrupted. This is the basic process which defeats all of our attempts to physically regulate sleep. Over all of our reported history, it has been this way. Sleep research is its own area of study. Has been for centuries, probably millennia. There are copious amounts of written material related to humans trying to correct their sleep. In the present day, we also have all manner of gadgetry involved in both sleep analysis and the attempts to regulate or improve one's sleep. For my pure sleep product, I tried a number of these, but all had to be abandoned. Some worked at sleep induction, but they failed for the same reason as ingesting sleep hormones. They kept the sleep phase or state at too steady a pace, or at too limited a range, for too long such that the other goals of aiding the recovery of muscle mass were defeated. Coming up with the pure sleep formula was a tough 8 months. Perhaps more difficult than that last year of the cancer where my body was actively dying from it. The creation period for pure sleep was a slow, difficult, uphill climb with every successful step being a very hard-won victory that propelled to the next stage. The details of each step of the formula, while fascinating to me, are lost on most, so are not being pursued here. Suffice it to say that pure sleep contains the essence of over 1,000 years of human use with the primary sleep-inducing component, as well as cutting-edge bodybuilding human growth hormone precursor. This latter is so current that it causes pure sleep to be banned in several countries as containing a banned bodybuilding component. Then, once it began working on my body, the muscle slowly returning, the stamina building, the recovery becoming what I could call marked, it dawned on me to think to provide the stuff to y'all. If it would work on my husk of a cancer-scarred body, which it was, it seemed that it would offer promise to others. But that thought led to the actual product, and the horrors of trying to make my formula work with the blending and grinding equipment of the industry as it is today. Still using it nightly, even now, 3 years post-creation of pure sleep, and 4 years post-surgery. My body has its 44 pounds of muscle again. I have my stamina again. I credit the pure sleep formula. With pure sleep, as with all supplements, it is consistent and correct use that makes for success. Would my muscle mass be returned with just a little good sleep? No. Probably not. There are, after all, hundreds of trillions of cellular operations that go into growing muscle. Or any part of your body. It takes a while. Pure sleep is not a sleeping aid. It was designed to provide that form of a benefit, but the goal was always to provide what the body needs for those trillions of cellular and intercellular operations that go into creating just a few new muscle cells, and blood cells, and so on. The Pure Sleep Generation 2 product has what you need for your body to get an optimum sleep process result. But it is not instant. The body needs to become acclimatized to the availability of the core biochemical constituents in order that they may be effectively used. Remember, it's used to asshole owner eating burritos and drinking, and having to make do with what it can extract from that. Your body is not accustomed to having what it really needs, when it needs it, during the sleep processes. This is a new thing for it. If you try my pure sleep product, give it 2 weeks to build up the storehouses of sleep resources in your overly stressed body. If you are deficient in any of these, the amounts provided by pure sleep will be sucked out right away, and the totality of the effect will be delayed. For some people, it may take 2 weeks steady use to get the complete effect. Sleep is one of the most abused of all human activities. Well, you know. You're the asshole owner who's been abusing your body's sleep processes. And paying the price. To try Pure Sleep. https://purebulk.com/products/cliffeyespuresleep.